this time last week at the Rumour File, closed for viewing, broke the news that Melbourne Airport will be closing a section of their time-honoured viewing area for a period of time whilst they install a solar panel farm on the acreage behind, and an upgraded viewing area would ensue. It's a much-loved feature of Melbourne. There was plenty of conversation after Grant Smith confirmed the rumour about what would happen with the rejuvenated venue. Well, apparently, the airport is happy to keep that conversation going. Grant Smith, spokesperson for Melbourne Airport, joins us. Grant, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross, John.
We can bring the news to you that the article on our website about that story was the most clicked on article on the 3AW website for the entire last month. So there is a great deal of interest.
Well, you guys should grab yourself a couple of bottles of DeBordley for that.
Grant, so what are you up? Tell us about the survey.
So we released a survey over the weekend for the Melbourne Airport Spotters community, which has a Facebook group of, I believe, about 4,000 members, to give particularly the regular spotters the first right of reply to tell us what they think that the upgraded viewing area should look like once it opens. And over the next few days, we'll be making that survey increasingly public. So if listeners are on Twitter, they can find it on our Twitter account, @MelAir. And they'll be able to find it on our Facebook page at some point later today as well.
Where is this viewing area? Is it inside the airport or outside the airport?
It's technically inside the airport's estate. So we've got an estate footprint of a bit over 2,500 hectares. But the actual location of this is on the north side of Sunbury Road. So as you come around the northern end of the airfield, if you're heading north along Sunbury Road, the airfield's on the left and the viewing area is on the right.
Okay, the viewing area is just an area where you park your car and look out your window.
Yeah, that's right. What we do know is that a number of people kind of make a bit of a day of it, so it's a good place where families will go and set up a picnic blanket and spend a couple of hours watching planes.
Right. So we know. And is there a possibility that once you've built your solar farm and you reopen the viewing area, that it's good, that you might actually provide the Great Southern Stand, or is it still just going to be a car park?
Oh, look, it'll be somewhere in between. We've got some construction limits because of its proximity to the airfield. So whatever we do put there will have to be compliant. But one of the things that we're looking for at the moment is some guidance from the community as to the types of facilities that people want to see. So our early indications, are that people are very keen to see toilets installed, and a lot of the spotters have actually asked us to explore whether we could install some kind of photography platforms as well.
Okay, and what about the Mr. Whippy van?
Look, we'll be having a conversation with the operator of the Whippy van over the coming months. That's obviously been a bit of a fixture of the existing area for a while now, and I know some of our team have already spoken to him about what some of the options might look like for the 18 months or so that the area will be closed while we're building the solar farm.
Okay, and they can find the survey at?
Best place to find it right now is on Twitter, and the account is @MelAir, M-E-L-A-I-R.
We'll put that on a website as well. Good on you, Grant.
Thanks, Ross.
Public toilets, really? Because public toilets...
Well, none there already.
Yeah, but public toilets are a thing that is on the list of things that are often used for a purpose for which they were not invented.
Oh, you...
Like baseball bats and balaclavas. Mm,
so you consider public toilets as being somewhere where people perform art.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking of.